A Testimony Relative to John Nevins Andrews. Fall of 1863. I was shown that Brother Andrews should not overtax his energies. He is so fearful that he shall not do enough and answer all the expectations of his brethren that he is overdoing and is not allowing himself sufficient time to recruit and rest. I saw that Brother Andrews was not rightly situated. His influence will not tell much in the place where he lives. When Brother Andrews has been out laboring hard in meetings, subject to disappointed hopes and meeting with trials, and then returns home, he should have the society around him such as will cheer and encourage him by their heartfelt sympathies and faithful prayers, and hopeful, cheerful conversation. He should not return home from his labors to meet at home all he can carry. He should be where there are those who can look after his family and attend to their wants. John should not have the whole care, or a part of the care of his family upon him, and yet be out in the field laboring for the good of others. The care of his family should not be left with everyone. In that case, one would depend upon others to care for this and that want, and there would be no certainty that their wants were supplied, and there would be a serious deficiency. There should be one or more authorized by the brethren generally to act as a committee, to know what is wanted, and to supply these wants without stint, that in his absence he may know his family have no lack. He has a wretched, blighting influence surrounding him where he now lives. Cook has grown strong in his rebellion, and has been, and still is, Satan's special instrument of unrighteousness. His family all help him in his work, and are doing all the injury against Sabbath keepers and the truth they can. Cook relates matters to suit himself, tells ridiculous lies, and spreads reports which are calculated to disgust unbelievers against Sabbath keepers. These things are no credit to himself, for all with whom he relates these miserable misrepresentations are disgusted with him. He lowers himself greatly in their estimation. This evil, vile business of the devil which Cook is doing destroys any efforts for good which might be made in that place. Such a place is not the place for Brother Andrews to live. God has his eye upon some whom Cook has turned from the truth, and he will feel after, tear off this false covering, and sweep away the misrepresentations Cook has heaped upon Sabbath keepers, and will cause them to see that they have been vilely deceived. Stumbling blocks will be removed, and the honest will yet have an opportunity to come to the knowledge of the truth. He will have to meet all this evil he has done. God will visit him. His wrath appears to slumber, but it will yet be aroused, not to be appeased. Cook has flattered himself that he will yet insinuate himself into the sympathy of John and throw him into confusion. Brother Andrews is in no danger through such an influence, but Sister Andrews will be annoyed by their forward, bold advancements to encourage intimacy of the two families. They are watching to get all they can to use against the truth and Sabbath keepers. I saw that Brother Andrews should be among Sabbath keepers who are wholehearted and true, and with whom he can safely trust his family. Brother Gardner has done all he could do, and more than he can do in the future, to care for their wants. But such burdens should not rest upon Brother Gardner. His age should excuse him, and his home cares. Such burdens belong to younger men and women. I was shown that the church should have a special care for Brother Andrews. He will not spare himself. His labors have been hard in New York. It is an exceeding hard, discouraging field to labor in. There have been so many influences exerted to scatter, confuse, and tear down, that it is very wearing to remove these influences and false impressions which they have obtained and get to the hearts of the people, and establish a true foundation upon which he can safely begin the work of building up and setting in order these churches which have been scattered and hindered by brethren Rhodes, Holt, and Wheeler. Some of the work done among a certain class cannot be helped. Their confusion is so great they will never see things correctly. It is no use to spend labor upon such. Leave them to walk in the dark, uncertain path of confusion their professed shepherds have led them on. The people must bear in mind that their ministers are mortal. They should never go beyond their strength, for if they violate the laws of health, they must pay the penalty. And the church, when it is too late, may seek to save their ministers. Wholehearted, thorough workmen cannot be too carefully looked after and cherished and appreciated. While Brother Cottrell needs prompting on account of his indolence, Brother Andrews needs holding back. When Brother Andrews is attending meetings and doing the greatest share of the labor, he should not be allowed to have the care of the tent, and his brethren must see that he has good, healthful, nourishing food, and good, comfortable, airy sleeping apartments. This is very necessary to preserve the health and strength of the vital organs. There has not been all that care taken of ministers that there ought to have been. I saw that it was of but little use for a preacher to go with Brother Andrews, who cannot interest and hold the people, for too much labor rests upon him, and the preacher with him cannot do much. If they were laboring by themselves, their labors might do quite an amount of good. In the tenth season, Brother Andrews should have one with him who can change with him, and their labor be more equalized. Not Brother Andrews do a greater part of the labor and thereby exhaust himself, while the preacher with him has not half the labor he can perform.